Beyond clearing the clutter inside and out, we are talking about clearing mental clutter through closure. Are you still ruminating on an unkind comment, review, or feedback that you got a few months ago? Do you wish that you could let a worry go instead of always circling back to it throughout the day? Have you been procrastinating on your project that you are really passionate about? Let's continue our month as we focus on getting closure.
Are you overwhelmed by clutter, looking to organize your life? Do you feel stuck and are ready for a change? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer and coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she supports you in navigating the waters of decluttering your life and getting organized. Julie thinks outside the box and examines clutter in all areas, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and more. Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life?
Hey everyone, 2017 is going to be here before we know it. As a reminder, if you're still busy with the holidays, check out October's episodes. I do everything holiday related, mindfulness tips, organizing tips, clearing clutter tips. All the podcasts this month are going to focus on closure. I may say things in a different way, shape, or form. I really encourage you to check out the entire series because getting closure is something that can really support you in moving forward in your life. And what a better way to start out the new year. Today, we're going to focus on closure. This is a great time to get closure on things that have been bothering you, niggling you at the back of your head. Remember, you don't have to get closure and there's no timetable to achieve it. I always suggest checking in with close friends or a professional if you seem unable to get closure after a while. No one can determine what is right for you, but sometimes we can become unhealthy and not realize it. What mental clutter would you like to release through closure? Maybe it's your biggest worry. Maybe it is that book you never wrote that you're beating yourself up about instead of facing that it's something you no longer want to spend the time and mental energy on. If you are unsure of what mental clutter you have, monitor your day. Do you worry about something? Have a lot of repetitive thoughts? Focus your energy on someone else? Consider journaling or ask a question. What mental clutter would benefit me the most to release and see if something comes to you, either through writing or sitting quietly? Being open to get closure is a first great step. Sometimes half the battle is being willing to open up and see what else is possible. We can get stuck in our habits, thoughts, and routines and not be open to ideas or doing something differently. If you're open to closure, let's begin the process. Be curious as to why you might not be willing to release something. I have neighbors that drive me nuts. When I realized that when I focused on them, I could take the heat off of me and not grieve the loss of something. Don't get me wrong, they aren't nice people, but wasting my mental energy on them kept me stuck, unable to grieve and move forward. I was scared, and once I admitted this, I was able to start the grieving process and eventually move forward. Honor whatever comes up from you when you figure out why you have been holding on to something. Don't judge yourself. Have compassion. You are human. This may take time. Be honest with yourself and figure out what you need to do to honor your thoughts and feelings. You could have a wide range of emotions and feelings that pop up. Instead of beating yourself up about what you have held on to or how you feel, I always got caught up on how much time I wasted. When I was processing my challenge with the neighbors, I made a list of all the kind things I had done recently for people. I treated myself to a relaxing massage during the process because I was in pain and needed to feel good. A massage always makes me feel better.
Have you decluttered but still aren't organized? Have you purchased duplicates because you couldn't find what you already owned? Are you tired of spending hours looking for things? Our Organize Your Life classes focus on specific topics and teach you easy-to-implement organizing tips as well as suggestions on how to clear clutter. Ready to get organized and simplify your life? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com for more information.
Once you feel you are in a good space, take action. It doesn't have to be something monumentally huge. Small steps add up and make a difference. If you slip up, For example, find yourself being angry at the neighbors again. Don't scold yourself. Acknowledge that you caught it. Take a deep breath. Check in and see if there's anything there for you, like something needing to be healed, and move on. Try and take a step each day. Remember, getting closure can help you move forward and call into your life what you choose to create. Be clear in your intent. If you are releasing mental clutter through closure, what do you want to fill in return? Is it to find passion for a new project? Solve a problem once and for all instead of having it cause you stress? Learn better boundaries to stand up to someone? I am also a fan of doing a ritual in some way, shape, or form. For me, it means it is the final send-off and closure is complete. Not everyone needs to do this. Always do what is best for you. This is a great time to check in with your heart. I believe a ritual also represents a celebration. I am letting something go, I learned something, I am able to move forward. Again, it doesn't have to be a huge production, but what makes you feel good? In what way could you honor or celebrate yourself? Burning bowls are really popular, but have fun with it. Maybe it is a walk around your favorite lake, or a day at the spa, or taking lessons in something you always wanted to learn. Maybe the ritual also involves releasing any energetic clutter attached to your mental clutter. Everything is energy, so I always try to do something that supports releasing that as well. A sound bowl can clear energy. I also like to cut energetic cords. I envision whatever the cord is attached to, and in my mind's eye, I see it and I cut it, like a karate chop. Energy is real. When I cut that energy cord, it is gone. Takeaways from today's podcast. If you are unsure of what mental clutter you have, monitor your day. Do you worry about something? Have a lot of repetitive thoughts? Focus your energy on someone else? Being open to get closure is a first great step. Sometimes half the battle is being willing to open up and see what else is possible. We can get stuck in our habits, thoughts, and routines and not be open to ideas. Getting closure can help you move forward and call into your life what you choose to create. What do you want to create? Be clear. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to clear clutter and share your gifts with the world? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step, so what step will you take today? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter. Julie Caraccio provides coaching, professional organizing and speaking, organizing classes, positive affirmations, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Subscribe to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m.